Dave Moore on Today FM.
Dave, thanks for having me.
Oh, listen, thanks for coming on. I can see video, of course my listeners can't, but you were in some kind of incredibly ornate and beautiful patterned ceiling here with beams galore. Is this your own place or somewhere else?
This is the Common Knowledge Centre. So this is our nonprofit that we set up to teach people the skills they need to start tackling some of this stuff at home. So I'm working from here today.
It is very cool. Very excellent. Okay, well, as I said, people can't see it, but trust me, it is beautiful. Another beautiful thing people will have seen is the home that was on episode one of your incredible new show, Build Your Own Home. I love this show. I love it so much. And particularly this episode really spoke to me. I think the couple were just amazing. They were so nice the way they were going about keeping the personality and the kind of heritage of what they had bought, but then putting their own stamp on it. You want to tell us a little bit about it? Because obviously some of my listeners would have seen this last night. Some of them won't, but just explain exactly what went on.
Of course, yeah. And Aoife and Louis are just amazing. Just so inspirational, just as humans and their approach to life and their resilience. You know, it was really incredible working with them for the year. And obviously I was there to help them. But sometimes you get to work with people who just have this way about life and about facing problems that's just so inspiring. And the home they created is so beautiful and exactly what they were dreaming of. And they had this really clear vision of what home and what housing security was going to feel like for them. And they just wouldn't let anything deter them, you know? And I think so many other people in their situation would have found that a lot harder. And they just kept pushing on because they knew there was no other way for them to do it. There was no other way for them to create this home other than rolling up their sleeves and doing it themselves.
See, that's the thing.
And that's what they did.
Yeah, and as someone who prides himself boastfully on building the odd little bit of his house here and there, certainly not the main structure like these guys did, but to see them realize they need to cut corners from a financial point of view because, for example, as we saw last night in the episode, the house was simply built with no foundations. So when they uncovered that, that meant they had to really work hard to remedy that. And one of the ways you do that is we sink a load of money into it because that's what has to happen. And then that takes money away from somewhere else. So it got to a point where they said, okay, we've got the external structure of our new home. We've secured the structure of our old home. We're now going to build the internals of our new home ourselves. That level of bravery, there's not everybody is cut out for that.
No, they're not. But, you know, I think a lot of people around Ireland are realizing that they don't have many other options at the moment. The housing crisis is so intense and heading really in the wrong direction that for a lot of people, I think seeing Aoife and Louis and seeing what they were able to do and what they were able to learn, it's so achievable. Yeah. It's so possible if you're willing to take the risk. It's not easy. And Aoife and Louis, you know, definitely showed us that it wasn't an easy year for them.
And listen, you wrote your book, Build Your Own, and, you know, it was an incredible, I think, tool for anyone who wants to begin a journey to any level of building. I think it's such a great tool to have. But, like, for someone who's listening this morning who, you know, has maybe done little bits and might at some point envision a bigger project and a bigger level of responsibility, you know, it is, building is a little bit like, I guess, it's a little bit going to the gym. Like, you do need to, you know, keep your muscles working. Like, it's not like you can build something and then 15 years later go, I'm going to do that again, or I'm going to do that on a 10 times bigger scale now, you know. Shouldn't you constantly be working on things and getting, you know, your hands involved in somebody else's project? Or, you know, because if you're waiting on yours, maybe you can help somebody out and learn yourself.
Yeah, of course. And yeah, it's a skill. It's kind of a muscle memory. But I think the biggest barrier that most people face is not actually using the tool and making it work. You can learn that pretty easily. And that's what we do every day here at Common Knowledge. We help people learn that stuff. But what's happening underneath that, what's stopping people from picking up that drill in the first place, is this fear of getting it wrong.
Yep.
Or this fear of the thing failing afterwards. Knowing that we don't know how to do something yet, being open to doing it a little wrong the first time, or getting it, you know, a little crooked or whatever it is, but knowing that we're going to get better and better. And you can't grow your confidence unless you actually try something new. You don't have to be a professional in something for 20 years to give it a go. And when you're building your own home, that it's your home. And the more involved in it, the more connected to it you are, the more it's going to mean to you, and the more it's going to be able to grow with you and change with you over the years as you continue to grow and change. And I just think that people are so much more than just consumers, and our homes are so much more than just products. I just really want people to have that feeling of housing security, however they need to get there, and it's going to be different for everyone. And then to start loving our homes again and stop treating them like products that we're going to sell on in a few years.
Yes, well, that is genuinely inspirational stuff, and I couldn't agree more. Look, I've told the story many times, but it was a conversation with my wife 20 odd years ago, literally hanging a picture on a wall, and her telling me not to worry about, because I was freaked out about the hole I was about to drill. She's like, it's fine, we can fill that and put another hole in. And that sentence literally freed me. And that's, I began a DIY journey that I'm so happy I did, based on that one bit of confidence. It doesn't matter who gives it to you, but that bit of confidence, you said, is genuinely the most important step, I think. Listen, the show is incredible. Build Your Own Home, 6-part series. There was one episode on last night, of course. It's on for the next 5 weeks on RTE1, the RTE player, 9:35 every Wednesday. So make sure you tune in. Arison, there are so many questions flying in on 087-4100-102. The first one in from Paul says, what's the one tool you can't live without, Harrison?
I have had the same S-Wing 20-ounce hammer for the past 18 years.
Wow.
It's gone absolutely everywhere with me. And while every other tool that I've ever owned has had its lifespan, it's broken, it's gone the other way, that thing has just always been strapped to my side, and it's just so reliable. I don't know what's going to happen when I lose that hammer one day, but for now, it's still with me.
Sheila says, Harrison, the biggest mistake you've ever made on a build?
Oh, dear. The biggest mistake I ever made actually wasn't that long ago. And, you know, I was new enough to Ireland. I'd been here a couple of years. I bought this old cottage out in Clare, and I'd been working on that. And I, because I'm a builder and it's my home, I'm working on it very slowly in between other jobs and in between things. And I did not tie down my building site very well before winter. And one of those big storms from the north came through and tore apart months of work I'd been doing. It ripped things apart because I just hadn't secured it down for the winter storms. So that's the first thing that comes to mind is learning about your context and
yes, Claire's weather systems. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Sal in Tralee says, if someone wanted to start incorporating sustainability into their home, what's the simplest first step?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I look, there's kind of two ways of thinking about this. There's the obvious one where you can look at the products that you're buying, the materials that you're buying, and choosing materials that are renewable rather than materials that are coming from non-renewable sources. The way I think about sustainability is that being sustainable means that we're able to do something and keep doing it and pass it on to the next person and then be able to do it and then pass it on to the next person, right? That's what kind of true sustainability is. And so I really believe that when something breaks in your home, not just calling the number of the person who comes to fix things right away, but just asking yourself the question, is this something that I could fix? Is there something I could learn here that I could not only fix it this time, but I can fix it next time? And for the rest of our lives, we never need to have someone come and fix the cistern on the back of the toilet or unblock the bottom of the kitchen sink or put a shelf up.
That's brilliant. Sean in Roscommon says, Harrison, I'd love to be able to build my own home someday. I have a dream of doing it in the next 10 years, but I have no experience. The biggest thing I ever built was my dog's kennel. Are there skills I should start to learn now?
I would say the dog's kennel is a great place to start. Depends how well you built it and how much you looked after your dog. We've set up this nonprofit out in Clare, Common Knowledge, for exactly that kind of thing. We have a build school program where people come and learn how to build their own homes. We build a structure together over the course of a week. We spend a lot of time in the classroom. Over 1,000 people have done it. And so if you don't have someone in your life who can teach you those skills already. Just come to Common Knowledge and learn them here.
Brilliant. Thomas in Cabinteely in Dublin says, Harrison, should I look at buying land or a derelict house?
For me, it's always the derelict houses. I am so in love with them. I think they represent so much of Ireland's history, and they really represent a history of self-building in Ireland. You know, these cottages all over the country, they weren't built by professional builders. They were built by farmers. They were built by homeowners. Of all the buildings in the world, they have really stood the test of time, right? That we can leave those buildings abandoned for decades and come back to them, and they're still standing and they're still saveable, and we can put them back together. I would be looking for derelict houses all over the country and trying to get them rebuilt and re-inhabited.
Absolutely brilliant. Listen, Harrison, it's fascinating talking to you. I really enjoy it. Every time we catch up, I feel like I should go and spend more time and maybe look at going into Common Knowledge and increasing my abilities as well. You can
Come
catch.
on down, Dave.
I'd
You'd love
love
it.
it. I would genuinely love it. You can catch the show Build Your Own Home, the 6-part series. It started last night, Wednesday nights on RTÉ1, 9:35 p.m. on the RTÉ player as well, if you want to catch up. And those episodes coming out every single week. And Harrison, before I let you go, is it true you have a new book coming out?
Yeah, I've got a new book coming out. It's called Our Homes, Other Ways to Solve the Housing Crisis. And it's looking at this very, very big problem and acknowledging how big it is and how multi-layered it is and how much we need to look at all the different ways that we're going to have to approach it from. That there's no one silver bullet, there's no one policy that's going to solve it all. That we can all be involved in the solutions that we're looking at, and we can all be part of that process.
Brilliant. So is that in bookshops, coming to bookshops?
Yep. It's gonna be in the bookshops. It'll be out there for everyone to get, or they can pre-order it from my website as well. It comes
Amazing.
out on the 8th of October.
Brilliant. Wish you the absolute best with that. As always, Harrison, great to catch up. Thank you so much for taking the time and particularly for answering all those questions. Brilliant.
Thanks, Dave.
Dave Moore on Today FM.